wasn't what you thought it would be, the way you came out and performed today.
I thought the team, you know, the team played really well. So it was fun to be a part of it. And it's been a fun week to get ready to play and kind of be back doing, you know, what I love to do. So just proud of the way our guys played. The line played so great. You know, we had some plays down the field. Hose played great. Martellus, Jules, Gronk. Danny played his role. Slate made some plays. We were close to breaking a few runs there. But it was a good way to, you know, 4-1 is a pretty good place to be right now.
How emotional was this for you leading up to this point? I mean, the anticipation had to be great.
Yeah, I was just pretty, you know, trying to focus on what I, you know, what my job is and what I have to do. And, you know, it felt very much like a normal week for me, you know, once I got into it. So, you know, it was fun to come out and play and, you know, fun to win. I mean, that's the most important thing.
Tom, what was your first down? Sign.
Well, I don't run much, so when I do, it's, I think I was a little excited, so glad we got the first down.
Tell, it doesn't seem like there's much rust. How is that? Why is that after 4 weeks off that you look so good right away out there?
Well, I think there was plenty of rust out there, so and I could do better in a lot of areas. And, you know, I think it was a good win today, but it was one game, and like I said, 4-1 is a good place to be for us. And we got a long road ahead, so we're going to try to keep building.
Your first regular season game with Martellus Bennett, and you got to like what you see out of him so far?
Yeah, Marty played great. He's had a great, you know, he's played 5 great weeks of football for us. So he's been so productive, everything we've asked him to do, running, catching, scoring touchdowns. You know, he and Gronk in there at tight end has been a tough matchup for those other teams. So we just got to keep doing it and, you know, keep putting pressure on the defense and, you know, I thought we did a good job of that today. We missed some opportunities that I wish we'd have taken advantage of, but you know, still a great win for us.
Tom, could you sense the fan support of Patriots fans for you? Did you see the signs?
It was pretty awesome. I mean, I've got amazing fans and so much support. You know, for a long time, you know, we've, you know, been at rallies where there's millions of people and, you know, training camp where there's 27,000 people at practice. It's, you know, our fans, I think we got the best fans in the world. And, you know, they showed up today, and it was, you know, great to hear them. And, you know, hopefully, you know, that's the way it'll be for the rest of the year.
How about for you personally, their support specifically for you today? Did you feel that?
Yeah, and I want to do the best job I can for this, you know, for the city, you know, for all of New England, and, you know, for my teammates and for my family. And, you know, I think all of us players, you know, you put a lot into it, and there's a lot that goes in, you know, and you have to make certain choices in your life, you know, in order to play this game. And, you know, you need a lot of support from your family and friends to do that. And certainly from our fans, you know, it's, you know, I love running out in front of 70,000 people that are cheering for us. And, you know, I love running out in front of, you know, when we got 20,000 fans cheering us and 50,000 are against us. So it's just fun to run out and play and, you know, to have the chance to go out and, you know, represent our, you know, all New England.
The whole process took about 20 months. How's it feel to have it behind you?
You know, I was just thinking about today and what I had to do, you know, and, you know, just try to focus on what my job is.
Tom,
a number of great athletes over the years have publicly admitted that they were inspired by perceived slights. Did the Leakes case provide you with an extra source of motivation? And if so, how did it manifest itself today?
I mean, this isn't a time for me to reflect. You know, I'm just, like I said, I'm happy we won today. And I think I'm happy we win every time we play. And I have a job to do. And there's no point in looking back at anything, you know, whether we won Super Bowls or lost championship games or, you know, last 4 weeks or, you know, none of it matters. So just go out and do the best I can do every week.
Tom, can you talk about the options?
What did you miss most about the game? What did you miss most about it?
Everything. I think, you know, it's a great game. And I think just being with my teammates and, you know, playing for them and celebrating with them after a great win. You know, you come on the road, and, you know, last time we were here, you know, it didn't go so well. So I'm glad, you know, it went better today.
Tom, did you play angry at all today based on, you know, what you, having to sit out the last month and kind of with a chip on your shoulder?
I just, you know, I tried to go out there and do the best I could do. You know, that's what I try to do every week. So I've always tried to do. And I know that my teammates expect that of me. And, you know, that's what I'm going to try to give them. I expect that out of them. I expect them to be focused and be able to do their job and focus on what they need to do. And, you know, that's what they expect out of me.
Tom, what do you say to people that might consider Deflategate a stain on your career?
I've just moved on, man. I'm just trying to, you know, play a good game today.
How did that last start off fast, and then there was like a little lull in the whole offense. Was some of that sort of the rust you're talking about, where you're not used to being in there that long period of time at that high speed?
Yeah, you know, we got off to a good start, and then we you know, we slowed down a little bit there. We didn't get it in. You know, we were second and goal on the two, or third and goal on the one, and then fourth and goal on the half-yard line, didn't get in. And then, you know, got the ball down there and had an opportunity for the field goal and then didn't get points out of that drive. So, you know, we got to be able to finish, you know, drives off. And, you know, when you get down to those scoring opportunities, you got to take advantage of them. So,
is there an edge for you that maybe it wasn't quite there and it would be there?
I hope so. I mean, I'm just going to, you know, keep, you know, coach always talks about the process and, you know, trying to just do the right things every week and prepare the right way. And, you know, when you get the opportunities in the game, you got to take advantage of them. And, you know, we're so well prepared. I think our coaches do a great job getting us ready to go. And we just got to go out there and be able to execute. And, you know, sometimes you get the looks that you're expecting. Sometimes you don't. And that's when you try to rely on your experience to get you into a good play or find the right read and make the right decision. And
did you find any of those today where after the play was over, you said to yourself, it was actually over here or over there, I didn't see it?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely a few of those. Yeah, I mean, those are the ones you learn from and you try to, you know, do better next week.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, guys.